Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Vice President of India Jagdeep Dhankar said that our guiding principle has to emanate from the preamble of the Constitution, which is a great unifying force and helps a larger democracy to take the boldest of decisions. The Vice President said this while addressing a special Assembly session of the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly in Itanagar this evening. He said the celebration of the Constitution Day reminds the citizens that there will be justice, equality and fraternity for all in the country. Mr. Dhankar said that privileged pedigree is antithetical to fair play, equality, merit, and that has now made an exit. He said, with transformative technology in the governance today, there is transparency and accountability which has neutralized corruption. He said, with direct benefit transfer scheme now, the beneficiaries are directly receiving their benefits without interference. The Vice President said that Northeast captures imagination in particular in the country. He said in the 90s there was formulation of a policy called the locust policy, which Prime Minister Narendra Modi took to a more functional level, the actist policy. Welcoming the Vice President and his wife Dr. Sudesh Dhankar on behalf of the people of the state, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that Arunachal Pradesh is developing very fast in the last 10 years. Mr. Khandu also thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah for wholehearted support in developing Arunachal and Northeast. Earlier, Vice President Dhankar attended the 22nd convocation ceremony of Rajiv Gandhi University at Rono Hills, Doimukh, today. Addressing the students, the Vice President said that stepping out of this academic institution does not mean that you will stop learning, because learning is a lifelong process. He said that students have to learn all through their life, and the only constant is the change. The Vice President also urged the parliamentarians to justify, vindicate the trust imposed by the 140 crore people upon them. Earlier, Governor K.T. Pernak, Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chonaman received the Vice President at Holongi Airport. The Indian Army established a traditional handicraft skill center at the community center in Bardumsa Changlang district of Arunachal Pradesh. The center was inaugurated on Friday. The initiative of the Army is to empower the specially abled youth by providing them with essential skills to achieve self-reliance while preserving their cultural heritage. The center represents a significant step towards socio-economic upliftment of the region. The skill center is designed to teach traditional crafts including bamboo work, weaving, wood carving and traditional embroidery. Local leaders, youth coordinators expressed their sincere gratitude towards the security forces. Lower Subansiri Deputy Commissioner Vivek H.P. proposed to restrict carrying of sharp tools like machete in hospitals, offices and other public places for the safety of people. He made the proposal during a meeting with administrative officers, community-based organizations and local leaders at the mini secretariat here in Lower Subansiri district on Thursday. The meeting was convened to address key challenges and envision a sustainable future for Jiro Valley. Raising concern over deforestation in Jiro Valley, the DC urged the Forest Department to enforce forest conservation laws strictly. In a major initiative, the district administration announced to make Jiro a plastic-free zone by 20th February 2025. The para-athletes of Arunachal Pradesh displayed an impressive performance, winning 15 gold, 21 silver and 17 bronze medals in the first Northeast Para Games, which concluded in Guwahati, Assam on Friday. Arunachal finished runners-up behind champions Assam, while Tripura finished third. West Kaming Deputy Commissioner Akriti Sagar inaugurated a solar plant at the blood center of the General Hospital at Bomdila on Friday. The installation of the solar plant was made with financial assistance provided by the DC from her untied fund. Highlighting the importance of the solar project, the DC expressed willingness to support any initiative for further advancement of the healthcare system in the region. The event was attended by officials and staff of the General Hospital. A research-based book titled Promotion and Development of Tourism in Arunachal Pradesh, a Marketing Perspective Study, written by Dr. Wangda Gyatso Gyana, Senior Assistant Professor, Commerce, was released on Friday by Principal of Dharanathung Government College, Itanagar, Dr. M.Q. Khan, at his office chamber. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.